Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with intern Kevin. Yes! Yay! Love it, yes!
He's trying to get a bunch of cramming in before finals start at Sac State. Intern Kevin is here with a bunch of facts he found in the last 15 minutes with his segment called Did You Know with intern Kevin. Good morning, intern Kevin.
Good morning.
What do you got for us today?
Did you know Jaws was the first major movie to film in the ocean? Up until then, water scenes were always filmed in lakes or on set.
How about that?
Really? In lakes?
Wow, Kevin.
It seems like filming in a lake and trying to make it look like an ocean would be difficult.
Not if you go to a Great Lake. That's true. She got fooled by a Great Lake once.
That's right.
I did.
In Chicago, yeah.
Why are we near the ocean? She said from the airplane.
Yeah.
And I said, that's a lake. She goes, it's so big. I said, yeah. Some would even call it a Great Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all had a good laugh.
What about, what's your favorite part of Jaws?
Oh, when the guy gets bitten.
Which one? Which guy?
The one where the blood spouted out.
Oh, he does? Yeah, you do know that part.
I haven't looked back at the movie Jaws in so long.
That doesn't surprise me.
It was the first piano thing I could play. The mm-hmm. Jaws little sound.
Bum. Yeah.
Oh, the theme of Jaws? Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's just two keys and you just do it back and forth.
You try to find the right key on that big piano then.
Yeah, piano. Yeah,
well, I mean, how many keys are on a piano, Kevin?
24.
Mm-mm.
50.
Nope.
64.
Keep trying.
I don't need to prove anything.
All right, it's Did You Know with intern Kevin.
Did you know the last state to change its capital was Oklahoma, which switched its capital from Guthrie to Oklahoma City in 1910?
What was the first one?
Guthrie.
Guthrie. Hmm. Huh, there's a TH in there. Yeah. I know you struggle.
Guthrie.
Getting closer.
Guthrie.
There you go.
An ugly name.
Why did you have to say it like some little German boy?
Guthrie. That was my first one.
Right, I know, but it's just the way you work in accents sometimes.
He's still not saying it right.
How do you say it?
Guthrie. You're throwing an extra syllable in there somehow.
They have accents in Oklahoma. What do you think the Oklahoma accent sounds like?
They drag out their words.
Okay, so read that sentence
like
with an
Guthrie.
Read that sentence with an Oklahoma accent.
The last state to change its capital was Oklahoma, which switched its capital city from Guthrie.
That's not what the Oklahoma accent sounds
like. Okay, give me an example and I can imitate.
It's very southern, right?
Yeah,
so it's very
a southern
Texas
accent.
I can do southern.
Because Oklahoma is right above Texas.
Okay, give me a southern accent so I can copy it.
Give you a southern accent.
Well, hey, y'all.
Okay, yeah. I got it. The last state to change its capital was Oklahoma.
What?
How's that? From Guthrie to Oklahoma
it's
City.
It's not Guthrie.
1910.
Okay, well, at the end, you got it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Did you ever see the musical?
Which one? Guthrie the musical?
Guthrie. Guthrie.
Kevin's looking at us. There's a musical called Oklahoma.
Did you know with intern Kevin?
Did you know female senators weren't allowed to wear pants on the Senate floor until 1993?
Wow.
Interesting. Why do you think that is?
Because they only wore skirts and dresses.
No, yeah, but why is that?
Pants are for men.
It's crazy that it took until 1993 for that to change.
The real question is, when is it going to change where it's acceptable for men to wear skirts and dresses on the floor?
Great question.
I don't think that's the question. I think the question should be, when will they be forced to only wear skirts and dresses on the floor?
Yeah. Do you think it was because, Kevin, that women couldn't wear skirts or dresses? Because
no, they could only.
They could only wear skirts and dresses because the men were just too turned on. Like, they just said, like, listen, we got to stop
this. '93.
Yeah, we have to stop this.
Yeah, but now they choose to wear pants because they don't want to be cat-eyed or cat-called.
Do you think there was a lot of cat-calling on the Senate floor?
Yeah.
Huh. When was the last time you cat-called somebody?
Never. That's okay, disrespectful.
You're absolutely right. When was the last time somebody cat-called you?
Oh, my God. Like, a week ago.
Oh, what did they
Where
say?
Where were you at? They said, oh, my God, hey, fine thing, why don't you turn around? And I said, yeah, what's up?
Why'd you say it like that? Why wouldn't you
because it scares them.
But you didn't it like it? Them. I would have thought you would love being called a fine
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely. That you would go,
I feel like I'm some piece of toy that they want to play with.
Just a piece
Not
of
today.
Toy. Not today. My eyes are up here, right?
Yeah,
then.
Quit looking down there. Party's up here, fella.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.